Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I'm doing great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Send us your trashes, won't you? I'll read through those this hour here on the show. Tweet at me, DA on CBS, whatever trash you got going on, whatever it is that you are annoyed by, and I'll read through those coming up here on the show in this hour on a Trash Tuesday. Big sports news of the day is Patrick Mahomes earning an obscene contract. And I only say obscene because it's more money than we've ever seen in North American team sports, but not because it's not earned nor deserved. $450 million with incentives, $503 million. Now, granted, it might not all come to Patrick Mahomes. That's not how NFL contracts work. Not every red cent is guaranteed, unlike baseball or basketball. But in this case, even if every red cent was earned, $503 million coming to Mahomes over the next 10 or 11 years, it would be worth it. Patrick Mahomes is a unicorn. Patrick Mahomes is the only player in the NFL that you could hand $450 million to and nobody would argue. He is the only guy in the NFL you could hand $450 million to right now and the people that gave it and cut the check would say, that's a good deal. Because Patrick Mahomes has a completely out of this world combination. Think of this Venn diagram, if you will. On the one side, you have accomplishment, and on the other side, you have age. And accomplishment and age, oftentimes, the overlap is when you're older. More years, more experience, more accomplishment. That in just 2 years as a starting quarterback, Mahomes has gone to the AFC Championship game, leading the Chiefs to the number one record in the AFC and losing in overtime to the dynasty of dynasties in New England while being the NFL MVP, and followed that up by leading his team to a Super Bowl championship, the first one that team has played in a half century, shows you that at only 24 years old, Mahomes has proven to be the best at what he does. And that the length of time that he'll also be the best at what he is 8, 10, 12 or more years. I mean, look, I can't sit here and tell you in 2020, the summer of 2020, that in the summer of 2025, there is not another Patrick Mahomes type of quarterback. Maybe that's Trevor Lawrence. Maybe Lamar Jackson turns into that. Maybe Kyler Murray turns into that. Maybe there's a kid we never have heard of yet, kind of like where we were 5 years ago on Patrick Mahomes, or 5 years before Mahomes was drafted on Patrick Mahomes. But the idea here is that Mahomes has proven to be amazing at what he does, accomplished already, an obvious leader, grounded, and not a guy that would get fat and happy on his money, and he's 24 years old. So you could lock him into a 10-year extension that kicks in after this season. So for the next 11 years, have him under contract. And it still would only take him to 35 years old. By the time this contract is over, he still won't be as old as Ben Roethlisberger or Drew Brees or Tom Brady or even Aaron Rodgers is right now. That's insane. So of course this is a good deal. And because this is a good deal for the Chiefs, and of course $500 million is a good deal for Patrick Mahomes, it begs the question, is Mahomes the most valuable player in all of North American sports? I mean, LeBron is right now a greater icon. So is Tiger Woods. Those guys have already established themselves as one of the greatest ever to do it. And their resume, unimpeachable. Those guys, LeBron and Tiger Woods, will forever, for as long as we all live and well beyond our lifetimes, be considered by the record books and by the historians and by the fans that come along to be of the greatest ever to do it. We don't know if Mahomes will get there yet. We assume he will, but he's only 24 years old. There was no way to guarantee that for Tiger 24 or LeBron at 24, even though we had pretty good signs, just like Mahomes, that they were going to be iconic. At 24, we still didn't know how exactly it would look. But now we know LeBron and Tiger, those two are, for North American sports, they will forever be two of the greatest ever to do it, and they play right now. Mike Trout will also likely be considered in that rarefied air. That 50 years from now, we will look back and still consider Mike Trout to be one of the greatest players ever, and he would have been playing in 2020. So LeBron, Tiger, Mike Trout, these are our American-born athletes that are at the pinnacle of what they do and will be considered one of the greatest ever to do it. Very obviously in a short, short list. But look at the ages of those guys. I mean, the age of LeBron James is late 30s. For Tiger Woods, it's early 40s. Mike Trout is younger than those guys. But if I were to tell you Mike Trout's going to do this for five more years, he's 28 now, he'll be 29 this summer. He's got 5 years left of kind of extraordinary, otherworldly production like he's doing right now, and that'll tail off at 35 or 34. You'd probably nod your head and say, yeah, that sounds about right. For Patrick Mahomes, there is no sign right now of slowdown in 5 years. He'll only be 29 years old. And Patrick Mahomes plays a far more important position on the field than Mike Trout does. As great as Mike Trout is, Mike Trout cannot completely take over games the way a quarterback in the NFL can. Patrick Mahomes has proven that there is nobody else that right now is playing sports that's worth as much money as him. Because not only is he great now, like LeBron is, like Mike Trout is, but that you can bet on his stock for 10 more years. Not only is he already knocking on the door of the pantheon of greats, but he should be there for 10 or 11 or even 12 more years. And hell, if he plays as long as Brees and Brady have, you're talking about another 16 to 17 years of Patrick Mahomes. Could you imagine if we have another 17 years of Mahomes because he's playing at a level like Brady did that late into his career, early 40s? Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of all sports. There is no more valuable player for what he does today and how long you have that window. And for the position that he plays, the impact on the game. Than Patrick Mahomes at 24 years old. Which is why every cent he earns is worth it. On Thursday night, our CBS Sports radio sister station and Entercom-owned station in Baltimore did something amazing. 105.7 aired the Big Mo Show, 6 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It was co-hosted by Jeremy Kahn, who's the evening show host, longtime afternoon show host at 105.7, who is a close family friend of my friend Little Mo. And you guys know how much Little Mo means to me, a young man at 14 years old that has spent the entirety of his life in and out of hospitals because he is battling cancer of all parts of his body. He was blinded by a cancerous growth on his retina when he was just 9 months old, and he has turned to sports radio as his outlet. He called our show for a long time when he was only 8 or 9 years old. And just was an amazing, amazing young voice to have here on the show. And I always got a kick out of Little Mo. And has been calling 105.7 in Baltimore for the last couple of years and has become a civic icon in Baltimore because everybody knows the story of Little Mo. Little Mo just graduated 8th grade. And so now he's Big Mo. He'll tell you that. He's Big Mo now. And I got a chance to spend a day with him last Friday, 2 Fridays ago, and it is one of the greatest moments of my life and will forever be one of the greatest moments of my life. He is my hero for his attitude, his positivity, and his message amidst a life of real hardship. And I wish we could all take just a little piece of Little Mo with us because we could all use it right about now. And I wish that our leaders and I wish that our people that make grand, broad decisions would have a little piece, a little Mo, because we would all be far better for it, and we'd be safer and happier and better. Little Mo is that extraordinary. And on Thursday night, Little Mo got to co-host, as a dream of his own sports radio show from his bedroom. Jeremy Kahn and 105.7 set up the studio in his bedroom. I want to play for you the best of the Big Mo Show from last Thursday night.
From calling the station when his mom wasn't home.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, Mom? Dude?
Hey. Sorry, I got pizza boiling in the background.
To a full-fledged fan personality.
Shut the heck up!
To a Baltimore hero.
What up, Baltimore?
Live from the home of Mo. Slow down. 105.7 The Fan.
What's going on, Baltimore? It is the Big Mo Show with yours truly, Mo Gabba. And co-hosting with me, Jeremy Kahn.
What's up, Mo?
Hey.
We're live from your bedroom. Your mom is live streaming this as much as she can. That's what we were talking about. Mo's in his brand new bed getting ready for all these guests we have lined up. So many guests, people that want to talk to you.
Yeah, but before we go any further, I would just like to take 6 seconds of silence for my friend Justin. He passed away last night from cancer. Let's just take 6 seconds just to remember him. Thank you.
So, Mo, that's why I love you, man, because you're always thinking about everybody else and not about yourself. It's your show. And of course, you lost a friend last night, and you wanted to send that out to his mom, right?
Yeah, I wanted to send, cause last week I saw a post on Facebook that just things took a turn for the worse for him.
Yeah, so it's just, of course, it's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
But you know, we're gonna try to have a good time tonight, and we're gonna try to get into all the different things that we want to talk about, cause we have Oh, so many guests. I just saw the guest list, and I don't think a show has ever been bigger than the Big Mo show is going to be tonight. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
We're going to go out. We were playing some of that music. You got to call a Ravens draft pick. You've met this guy. You've spoken to him on numerous occasions.
Yes.
It's head coach John Harbaugh on the line with you, Mo. John, how are you?
Mo, my man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. You sound great on the radio. I mean, this is your future, man. You're a superstar. It's fun listening to you.
Thanks.
What do you think about the team this year, Mo? What's your predictions, and what do you think we're going to do, and what should we do? You got any advice?
Well, I really think you guys are going to make it all the way to the Super Bowl this year, because last year you guys did amazing, but I think the Titans were just more prepared than you guys were, I think. I don't know, but we're going to make it all the way this year. I just know it.
The next guest I wanted to bring in, he's one of my favorites. You know, I used to talk about him all the time. And one thing that I really like about him is that he likes his guys. His name is Buck Showalter. I know you met him.
So,
Buck,
gosh.
Welcome to the Big Mo Show.
Mo, do you have a question for me? What was your favorite moment with the Orioles? Do you remember, have a fond memory?
Well, I had a lot of fun memories with the Orioles, but I think my most favorite one was the day I threw out the first pitch.
We're going to head out to the phone lines. Mo, you know this guy.
Yeah.
You spoke to him earlier today. You call into his show. It's D.A.
Oh, my gosh.
Damon Amendola is with us.
Hey.
Big Mo, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good to hear you, bud. Here's my wife, Amber Lee, who you met on Friday. She wants to say hi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are listening, and this is what a show. I mean, you know, Mo, I know you told me that you wanted to do this when you grow up. You've got a good head start on everybody, because you had John Harbaugh come on, you had Buck Showalter come on, and you questioned the Ravens' preparation in a playoff game and why the Orioles didn't get to a World Series. So now we know you really got the chops to do this. Jeremy, you know that's not easy to do. Mo's got a head start on us here.
We have a really, really special guest on the phone line now.
Okay.
He's one of the best football players of all time.
Oh, wait. I know who it is.
Do you know who it is?
It's Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis is on the phone, and he wants to talk to you. Ray, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, Mo. How you doing?
Yeah, there you go. Welcome to the Big Mo Show.
The Big Mo Show. Big Mo, how are you doing?
Good. The song gave it away.
The song gave it away? Is that how you got it so quickly?
Yeah, because you did a squirrel dance.
He's so smart,
I do,
man.
Do the squirrel dance. What are you doing, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You sound amazing.
Thanks.
Do you know how special you are?
Yeah, a lot of people have been telling me.
The Big Mo Show on Thursday night. I sat there listening to it on Thursday night, and I had chills the entire night. I had chills. I got chills listening to it right there. The outpouring of appreciation for Mo over 4.5 hours from celebrities and also listeners and strangers that just have attached to Mo and taken what his message is of positivity and to always stay positive no matter what the situation was so touching. And I am so proud of 105.7 being part of our CBS Sports Radio Entercom family and doing that for Mo. I'm so proud of Jeremy Kahn and how he has become such a close family friend and would help Mo do that. Jeremy was just beautiful throughout the entire 4.5 hours. And I am so proud of little Mo now becoming Big Mo and showing everybody what light and heart and love is all about. If everybody took just a little piece of little Mo every single day with them, we'd be all right. we'd be all right. And when you hear the light and heart and love in his voice and in his spirit, remember that you can be that way too. Maybe not as great as Big Mo, but you can do it. It's a choice. It's what Mo has taught us. Being positive is a choice, and being loving is a choice, and being understanding. And Mo, to start off, his biggest night ever starts off with 6 seconds of silence for somebody else. Big Mo will forever be my hero, and what happened on Thursday night was one of the most remarkable things I've ever heard on radio. And I was so touched, and the city of Baltimore is so amazing, and everybody involved in that was so amazing. And I wrote a piece about it for CBSSportsRadio.com. If you want to learn more about the night and hear more about the night, I included links to some of my favorite passages and moments of the night. But it was just absolutely one of the most wonderful things I have ever heard. When we come back here on the show, it's a Trash Tuesday, so I'll read through your trashes. And we've got an attitude from one NBA player that I think will feel very refreshing to many of you. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
It's 2:30. 2:30. Guys in there in the kitchen. Bing it a bang it a boom dong doom ding jung.
What the hell have you been doing for the last 3 hours?
I was trying to make it fit.
How?
I mean, honestly. Overhead luggage. After a while, you give up, right?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And to Marco Belletti, even. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Trash Tuesday to you. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you, so what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more and watch us on YouTube. Why not go to YouTube and check us out? The best of clips every single day and classic clips from the DA shows past. All available under the CBS Sports Radio YouTube page. It's a Trash Tuesday. All right, break out the trashes from Voice Guy, because here we go. Daniel tweets, I'm trashing Mraz for not being at work the past few days. What's wrong? Too many hot dogs over the weekend? Hashtag you need to eat like this.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
This is Mraz's vacation week, so it's all good. He gets to take his vacation whenever he wants to take his vacation. It's interesting, we'll get the full recap of what's going on vacation. I've noticed that during his vacation, I've seen a lot of pictures of food. Lots of pictures of food.
Try to investigate you.
Which makes me wonder if the 100-pound weight loss will ever happen. You know, he said that he wants to be 100 pounds lighter, thinner than he was when his daughter was born, when she hits 1 year old, and that's coming up in 6 months. And all I keep seeing is pictures of what he ate. Burgers and hot dogs and potato salad and lobster rolls and all types of stuff.
From eat, Santa, eat!
The 4th of July celebration and then since. So, guys, I think it's going to be bad. And there were some pictures of Mraz on social media that he posted. He looked really happy and jolly and fun-loving, which that's the best part to Mraz, but he also looked notably heavier, and I'm a little worried. Nicholas tweets, I'm trashing my thrice-divorced boss's boyfriend. She came home yesterday, and he was gone, along with her PlayStation, her daughter's cell phone, and her jewelry. Hashtag dumpster fire.
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
Oh, my. Lonnie tweets, Happy Trash Tuesday. I'm trashing the two ladies that decided to just not come into work yesterday. The other lady that did show up, props, ended up getting sick, had to send her home, so I worked almost all of my shift. Two others came in early. Thanks, Tony and Margie, but trash the two ladies that just decided not to come into work yesterday.
Ew, that garbage bag is leaking.
Ew. Hit us up on Twitter, DA on CBS for your trashes. Ray tweets, I'm trashing my lawn. It hasn't rained in Buffalo for almost a week and a half, and my lawn still keeps growing fast as hell. Hashtag, get it out.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Manny tweets, I'm trashing my boss today. I expressed to him that anxiety has been riding me lately. Had to call off today because last night was rough, and he tried guilting me into coming in. Trash him!
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Connor tweets, I'm trashing Bogish and Mraz, not our Connor, a different Connor, for saying, my dog is going to go potty on the lawn. I should pull him out of the sidewalk. As lazy as Mraz is, his lawn probably isn't some pristine place anyway. Let the dog go, clean it up, and move on. Hashtag get him out.
I smell rotten eggs.
You're so funny.
And Alien OG tweets, I'm trashing Tom Brady, DA. He sucks. I can't stand him or his TB12 brand. Give that money back to Paycheck Protection Program, Tommy. You could probably pull that out of your couch cushions. And let's trash Patriots fans, too, while I'm at it. What a bunch of goons. Trash them!
Overflowing landfill.
So trash whoever or whatever it is that you would like to trash. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. You know, as so many players are pulling out of these leagues' restarts for safety precautions, and Nick Markakis is saying part of the reason was we're not playing in front of fans and everything that we do is for the fans, which, of course, I have to throw the challenge flag on. Dude, we're still here. We're just not allowed in the ballpark. In fact, we need you more than ever to play. So don't try saying I'm not playing because of the fans. If you were playing because of the fans, you would absolutely be playing now because we need you, bro. But let me give you the message of Myers Leonard, who sounds like he should be starring in like a Van Wilder reboot. The Heat's Myers Leonard was talking about the return at the Orlando bubble, Wide World of Disney, for the NBA. And Leonard said, I've actually had a couple of back and forths with Coach Spo. Very good back and forths. He asked me, how you feeling about this? And I said, look, man, let me explain something. Number one, I'm getting paid millions of dollars to play basketball. Let's start there. Something I love to do anyway. Number two, my brother did 2 9-month tours in Afghanistan for a lot less pay. We're going to be in a bubble for 3 or 4 months max. I get it. Life's not always easy. But do we really have to complain about it? I think about some guys like my brother and the Navy SEALs. They're taking out the worst people in the world for far less money and putting their life on the line every single day. So it might not be easy inside the bubble. I know that. But I work with a sports psychologist. We've been having discussions for months about what it's going to be like, how I'm going to have to dial in every morning. But ultimately also, I want to frickin' win. Whatever I got to do for the team, whatever that's making, whether that's making sure I'm going to go out for lunch with a couple of the young guys, then with a couple of vets for dinner, whatever it might be, we all have to understand there's a sacrifice in place, number one, for our team, but also for the future of the NBA. This is a very strange time. The salary cap is going to take a big hit. Let me tell you, if we didn't commit to playing, it would have taken a bigger hit. I always say, listen, I'm just a normal guy who happens to play in the NBA. Do I love what comes with it? Yeah, sure. Trust me, it comes with a lot of freaking stress. But we just have to be willing to get through it, period. Myers Leonard, I think, has really put it into perspective. And he was asked about, you know, taking a bunch of COVID tests. He said, look, some people might say, do you want a tissue? No, just give me the stupid test. Let's get it over with. It's not that bad. Come on. What the hell? Seriously. Could we all just maybe toughen up just a touch? That's from the Heat's Myers Leonard. And I'm happy to hear somebody say that because a lot of that is really true. Look, I'm not going to sit here and judge Avery Bradley or some of the guys that have pulled out because of health precautions. That's up to their own decision and what they feel is best for them. And everybody's taking different precautions. Fine. But I'm glad there's somebody saying, yeah, you know what? We make a lot of money. I want to win. It's going to be kind of tough, but I'm here for it. And it could be way tougher. Because when I play for you the Little Mo clips, I just keep thinking about him. Nobody that plays in the NBA or Major League Baseball or football or whatever the restart's going to be will face anywhere close to the adversity that Mo has felt over the course of his life. Nobody. You're not going to be in and out of cancer hospitals for 14 straight years fighting for your life every month. And Mo has done that and more. You know, these guys, yeah, we all face adversity. Yes, we all face tough times, but there is also a scale to them. And when you really think about the opportunity that these guys still do have, it is refreshing to hear somebody finally say, yeah, you know what? It's not going to be that bad. It could be a lot worse. I realize we're lucky here. And I'm glad to just hear somebody vocalize that, because right now, yeah, there's a lot of concern, and yes, there's a lot of what will happen, speculation, paranoia, what have you. But thankfully, at least one person put this into words. Hey, we got it good. Let's go out there and play. It's not going to be so bad. Let's go do this. I just think it's refreshing. Standing by with our headlines this morning is our kind sir and good friend, Andrew Bogish. AB, good morning.
Here's Andrew.
Amy, DA, good morning. Can I quickly go back to Shawnee's vacation just for a second? Because on top of those food pictures, there's a lot of Sean and basketball jersey pictures. Mm-hmm. And if there's ever been a reason to get behind the climate change fight and lessen the amount of temperature we're going to deal with, it's to keep Sean out of basketball jerseys. He can't be walking around in a basketball jersey with all different things just flooding out of those armholes. They're just not built for that.
10 points!
All different things. It's true. You know, I hate to bring this up when he's not here to defend himself, but I don't think he even would defend himself. Right now, Mraz has the chub coming down the bicep. He's got the chub over the elbow. He's got the moobs. He's got the Buddha belly. And he's got now the neck chub and the chin chub. And when he's in these basketball jerseys that were fitted for him like 6 years ago, it's really not a good look. I mean, these jerseys are holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
So it's been a tough go at it for Mraz. And I don't know about you, but yeah, I mean, I'm glad he had a really good 4th of July weekend. But when I saw some pictures of him, I said, wow, it kind of took me aback. I'm like, wow, he's really getting bigger.
Yeah, he's going in the wrong direction on his bet, which is a remarkable thing. I mean, he was never going to lose 100 pounds just because to lose 100 pounds is a lot. Like that takes an entire lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Not just like I'm going to run every once in a while and only have Mr. Softy three times a week, not five, and have like one less serving of mashed potatoes, which was kind of his plan. So he was never going to get there. But I thought maybe he'd go in the direction of losing 100 pounds. But all he has done since this declaration, which is now months old, is go in the complete other direction.
He's trying to cluck you up.
If Mraz, on her first birthday, was down 20, huge win. Forget being down 100. If you're down 20, man, that would be amazing. Down 25, we would throw a party. I'd be so proud of him down 20 or 25. But he's up 20 from that declaration. So he is 120 pounds away from the intended goal. This is really bad.
Yeah, so staying at his playing weight has become tougher than losing 100 pounds in all of this.
Yeah, it's like Zion. Every time he goes away for a little bit, you just worry about the next picture you're going to see. Like, oh man, how bad is it going to be?
Your headlines this morning are sponsored by Geico, who has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. an historic payout in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes getting a 10-year extension from the Chiefs. Over the next 12 seasons now, he could make as much as $503 million, the first time one of our athletes in a team sport could surpass $500 million. But as we know by now, NFL contracts are rarely designed to ever actually be played to completion. At the very least, Mahomes is reportedly guaranteed $140 million.
$1,500 million.
far from that is Eagles wideout DeSean Jackson. He is defending himself after a series of anti-Semitic social media posts. One was a quote that Jackson thought came from Hitler, but actually doesn't. Jackson says he can't be anti-Semitic because he has no hate for anyone in his heart. It's us that is misunderstanding things. D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says she'll now introduce a bill that would let Dan Snyder build a new stadium on the old RFK Stadium site now that the team's name appears to be changing. Norton says the government cannot afford to have the federal land remain unused, and now that stadium is palatable with the name changing for, quote, the good of the District of Columbia. Unfortunately, MLB did not adopt the BT theory for scheduling on their shortened season. There are no added afternoon games on the dockets released last night. It all begins, as expected, on the 23rd with the Yankees at the Nationals, then the Giants at Dodger Stadium. Things really get going the next day with 14 games. And I look, this is one of the first things I checked, EA, because like you, I agree with BT's thought that there should be as many afternoon games in this summer as possible. And there's the normal run-of-the-mill, you know, random Thursday afternoon, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, but everything else is 6:40, 7:10 local time starts, which is disappointing.
Yeah, because there was a window here for Major League Baseball to do two things. Number one, reward families that can't go to the ballpark this year and have kids home all summer with daytime baseball that kids can get involved with and be following, because of course prime time's harder for kids to stay up, but kids can't be at playgrounds and camps and after school specials and vacations and things like that. So they're going to be home. Give the kids baseball during the afternoon to watch. That would be great. But also moving up game times, even if it was from 7 o'clock to 5 o'clock, so many people are working from home. The normal commute is not what it was. It would also reward just regular fans that can maybe turn off their Zoom calls or get off their conference call at 5 o'clock and then watch a game right away instead of waiting and sticking around until 7 or 8 o'clock for the start. So you could have rewarded two parts of your fan base by doing earlier starts, and they whiffed on this. And my only guess is that these prime time windows, the dinner and after dinner window for their local TV deals, are where the monetary value is. But gosh, it seems like such a missed opportunity for baseball.
So the Cubs are the only team in the NL yet to announce a positive coronavirus test. Third baseman Chris Bryant said yesterday things are going as well as possible at Wrigley.
I'm actually really proud of everybody here, too. Everybody looks awesome. I mean, the pitchers look great. The hitters, I mean, it looks like we haven't, you know, lost a step, so that's ideally what you want to see, and hopefully we're able to get to a season and show everybody what we got.
No, you're not buying it. Everyone's in the best shape ever, hitting home runs, throwing hard.
Imagine taking 4 months off of your job, which was dependent on hand-eye coordination, timing, accuracy, and all these little shreds of things that make you the top 1% of the 1% physically and mentally out of anybody on earth, and then taking 4 months off of that, not doing any of that, taking the field and immediately going, it's amazing. We haven't lost a step. This is awesome. Like, it is so obviously not happening that way. It is, I don't want to call it a lie because maybe he believes it, but it's so ridiculous to claim that you could take 4 months off of one of the hardest physical activities on earth and be exactly where you left off in some type of synchronicity and unison.
Voila.
Unless the Cubs are full of anti-Chris Middletons and all these guys picked up bats and baseballs for the last couple of weeks and months and honed and kept those skills sharp in their backyard batting cages and pitching mounds and whatnot.
I mean, maybe, but hitting a baseball is like the hardest thing to do in sports. And the Cubs are just raking immediately the moment that they show up. They're like, The pitching is awesome, and we're crushing it. This is great.
Yankee outfielder Aaron Judge said last night after an inter-squad game that he is game ready after battling that rib stress fracture since spring training. Dwight Howard has decided to join the Lakers at Disney World, and the MLS's back tournament will not have FC Dallas. The league has pulled the team out because of 11 positive COVID tests, including 10 players. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bugs. I only wish that FC Dallas was still called the Dallas Burn, because then we could say, you burned! When we come back here on the show, Advanced Analytics. Billy Jockalone is having a tough time on his dating apps. And we have asked you, should dating apps be more or less productive during the pandemic? And your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
All right, so Billy Jockalone, our associate producer today, has been on the dating apps recently and says he's getting no bites, none whatsoever. Now, it's been kind of dry for him in recent years, he said. So we're wondering, have dating apps been more or less effective during pandemic? On Twitter, 59% of you say less effective, which is kind of surprising because you would think, well, a lot of people are home and bored and can't really socialize in other ways, so that maybe dating apps might be a perfect place right now for people. On Facebook, 72% say they are less effective. So apparently people are just scared to meet other people right now. Maybe Billy Jockalone's dry spell is not just him. It's actually the pandemic that's hurting him. So that would be good news. Some other sabermetrics here. According to Match.com, women users under the age of 30 increased their daily average swipes by 37% in the month of April, though, compared to last February. So that would suggest they're swiping more. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls, and that is Billy Jock's dating bad luck.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Billy Jockalone is our associate producer today. Billy Jock, as we measure things in Jockalones, is now on the phone, or on the horn, I should say, on the microphone. And so, Billy G, what are you trashing today?
What's up, DA? So I have a little, I know what we can measure in Jockalones today, DA.
Okay.
Let's measure, or let's count in Jockalones, how many messages I get back on online dating. That would be a grand total of zero.
You've got mail.
Psych! I can't take it anymore, bro.
Now, wait a minute.
I can't do it. And I'm not the only one who feels this way. I'm really not the only one who feels this way. I put the effort. I was talking to Connor about this morning. Okay. I put the effort out there. You know, I make my profile look really good, and I just can't do it anymore, DA. I cannot do it. I can't do it.
So what's the timeline that you've gotten zero responses?
I mean, I've gotten like a couple, but nothing that ever goes anywhere.
But I don't mean just any girl. I mean a very special girl.
DA, honestly, it's been like 3 years.
So for 3 years, it's been slim picking dating online for Billy Jock.
Well, slim picking, that's really putting it nicely. I mean, geez, DA. Look. This is a family radio station, so I can't say everything I want to say.
Dump it, bro.
But, I mean, just think about me every once in a while. I mean, jeez.
Say a prayer.
Let me ask you, Billy, has it dried up even more than normal during quarantine? Have you seen even less responses than normal?
Well, I thought going into this whole thing, I was like, all right, let me get back into this because no one's doing anything. Everybody's going to be home. Yep. And, you know, you might meet somebody. You never know.
Yeah, feeling frisky.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you gotta put yourself out there, DA. But you know what? I'm not putting myself out there anymore. If they like me, you come find me. That's it.
I'm done.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Some more little nuggets here. Tinder reported that on March the 29th, it had more action than any other day in history. 3 billion users swiped to connect. So pandemic might have been tough on Billy G, but apparently it's been working on dating apps for some others. Hey, that'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to Connor Green, executive producer of the DA show this week. Thanks to Billy Jacqueline, associate producer. Andrew Bogish on your headlines. And the Wizard of WatchDA.com, Andrew Kaplan, handling the simulcast. We'll see you tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.